This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior Taliban official says a group of Islamic State militants set off an explosion at the entrance to a military hospital in the Afghan capital. He says three women, a child, and three Taliban guards were killed in the blast in Kabul. It was one of the most brazen IS attacks yet since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan in the summer. The spokesman says five attackers were also killed in that attack. He says Taliban guards prevented them from getting into the hospital and that the attack was over within 15 minutes. At least 12 people have died in Colombia after several houses collapsed under a landslide Monday. That's according to civil defense officials. According to the officials, a landslide was caused by heavy rains in a rural town and municipality. Two homes were destroyed in the tragedy. Municipal authorities reported 11 people were rescued alive in the rubble, two of which are in critical state and are receiving medical assistance. Organizations reported that the victims lived in the houses near that were devastated by the landslide. School children take the spotlight this week as the U.S. enters a new phase in COVID-19 vaccinations aimed at curbing deaths, hospitalizations, and more than a year of disrupted education. With authorities promising enough vaccine to protect the nation's 28 million kids ages 5 to 11, pediatricians, offices, pharmacies, hospitals, and schools were poised to begin the shots after the final okay late Tuesday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Over 5 days abroad at two global summits, U.S. President Joe Biden showed a new willingness to openly confront China over climate change and its lack of leadership on the global stage. Biden ended his time at the U.N. Climate Summit in Scotland Tuesday by chastising the Chinese President Xi Jinping for physically skipping the event and failing to make the level of commitments that roughly 100 other nations did to curb greenhouse gases. Xi also avoided the earlier Group of 20 summit in Rome, allowing Biden to dominate the conversation as he met with his French, Italian, British, and German counterparts. China is at a special development stage that warrants its current status as the world's biggest emitter of climate-damaging fossil fuel pollution. That's according to the nation's senior climate negotiator Tuesday. Xi Xinhua, a special climate envoy for China, spoke to reporters at a UN climate summit in Scotland. As a major climate polluter in the world's second biggest economy, China has been much talked about, but little seen at the summit. The Chinese president, Xi Jinping, who is not known to have left the country during the pandemic, has not joined the more than 100 other world leaders at the event. The Biden administration on Tuesday launched a wider-ranging plan to reduce methane emissions, targeting a potent greenhouse gas that contributes significantly to global warming and packs a stronger short-term punch than even carbon dioxide. The plan was announced as President Biden wrapped up the two-day appearance at the United Nations Climate Summit. Biden pledged during the summit to work with the European Union and dozens of other nations to reduce overall methane emissions worldwide by 30% by the year 2030. The U.S. Supreme Court is now set to hear arguments in a gun rights case that could lead to more guns on the streets of New York and Los Angeles and elsewhere. The case also could threaten restrictions on guns in subways, airports, bars, churches, schools, and other places where people gather. A case the justices are hearing Wednesday could dramatically increase the number of people eligible to carry firearms as they go about their daily lives. The case centers on New York's restrictive gun permit law and the right to carry a gun inside the home or outside the home for self-defense. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.